A ribbon of stars form a circle around Mount Everest. Paramount, a Gulf and Western company.
I got the horse right here, the name is Paul Revere, and here's a guy that says if the weather's clear, can do, this guy says the horse can do.
Paramount Pictures presents a David Guiler production.
Can do.
A Joe Pitka film.
Can do.
I pick him Valentine, cause on the morning line, the guy has got...
In a Chinese restaurant, a man unfolds a sheet of paper. His dinner companion unfolds her sheet.
I'm gonna take better care of myself.
I won't nag.
I'll always remember to call.
I will not lose my temper in public anymore.
I won't gamble so much.
I won't worry so much about money.
I won't worry so much about money.
Pam beams a trotter.
Okay. Synchronize your watch.
Okay.
It's 10:27, and I'll be finished at noon. I can be home by 12:30. I can shower, shave, take a nap, have a bit of lunch.
I'm gonna buy a quarter of one. We could be having sex.
You know, I figured out my problem. I got the whole thing figured out.
Yeah, share it with me.
God hates me.
Oh, Jay, God loves everybody.
Not this horse. That's why I'd like to have one day, you know. you'll never. It's okay. It doesn't mean anything. It's all right. It's not important.
I would like to understand this. I'd like to be a better listener. Why don't you explain this to me?
Sometimes you can be walking around lucky and not know it.
Excuse me?
He looks up.
The fortune. That's what it says. Oh. That's what the fortune says.
Oh, it
says, yeah, it says sometimes you can be walking around lucky and not know
it. Oh. That's funny. Well, you know what mine says? Stand by your man.
Fabulous.
I think I'll save that. Take another one. Here, take that one.
No, I'll take the other one. You ruined that one. I'll take this one over here.
How did I ruin it?
Well, you touched it. See, when you touch it, it's not my fault.
I didn't open it. I just
I know you didn't
it.
Open it, but you touched it, and when you touch
so
it, it's
so what?
The
this
fortune.
Is the one that's
it means
pointing
that it's
to
your...
It doesn't mean... How do you know it's... what it means?
Hey. There are rules. Just follow the rules.
What are these? Are the international rules of fortune cookie
yes,
taking?
They are.
Please... me to lose my temper?
Excuse me.
Take this
cookie.
No.
Excuse me. Sorry. Would you mind telling my wife what happens when you touch another person's cookie?
No good anymore.
See?
Who the hell is this guy?
I never heard that.
What?
You see, you have to open the cookie.
That's not true.
Oh, yeah, then it's your fortune.
No.
You gotta open it.
What are you, an authority? Shut
don't
up and eat your dinner.
Cookie.
No, you gotta eat it.
If you don't eat it, it doesn't count.
No, you can't.
Don't believe this.
It's only a cookie.
It is not just a cookie.
Here we go.
Richard Dreyfuss. Let It Ride. City lights sparkle at night. A taxi pulls away from the curb. The driver is wearing headphones.
Where to, pal?
Ramada Inn.
A sign reads, driver cannot hear you.
Barbie can't hear us.
I can't. My husband.
Is it jealous, man? Is it burst?
The driver records them. He laughs to himself.
Okay, but I won't wear the pillowcase.
Can I call my wife?
The driver, Looney, grins.
Money talks. Money talks.
David Johansen. Terry Garr.
As it all goes spinning around, keep your feet up on the ground. Money talks.
It's the horse. It's worth $5,000 or $6,000.
Of the vapors.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Sam, you telling me you had the boy who carried him back for the last 8 races?
No, I'm not telling you that. That would be illegal. Just give me the $5,000, Carl. I'm good for it.
Because the goddamn tracker fishes will be all over your ass.
I swear. The only way Charity can lose on Saturday is if she's struck by lightning in the starting gate.
Well, there's a fine line between reality and a vision in a dream. Who knows which one is the truth? It's a hard life for the other half who can't see what it means. Better listen when the man inside your heart begins to call.
Trotter drives another taxi.
Cause money talks. Money talks.
In Looney's cab.
Bet the horse heavy. You'll laugh all the way to the bank.
Money talks.
One of the men gets out and pays Looney.
Money talks.
Looney and Trotter have a break at an all-night outdoor cafeteria.
I get some fabulous smut that you are going to love. Listen to this, but I get tonight.
It. Forget about it. I have no interest in listening to your filth.
There is a piece of business on here. This guy, he puts a pillowcase over this babe's head. You're not going to believe what they said.
Bet the horse heavy. You'll laugh all the way to the bank.
Wait a minute. I went a little too far.
What was that?
It was nothing. I want you to hear this kinky business.
Back. No. I just want to hear that back.
Roger, it's nothing.
If it's nothing, play it back.
What's my end?
You get the tip of your life. Bet the horse heavy. You'll laugh all the way to the bank.
Sam, you telling me you had the boyhood charity bag for the last 8 races?
No, I'm not telling you that. That would be illegal.
Because the goddamn track officials will be all over your ass.
I swear, the only way Charity can lose on Saturday is if she's struck by lightning in the starting gate.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! This is incredible! I can't believe this!
Well, who would believe bullshit like that?
What?
Prada! This is too good to be true. You can't believe stuff like
you
that.
You are a jackass. You know that? The man just said that the only way this horse can lose is if lightning strikes. What do you like? You like the odds on lightning?
I like the fact that these are two guys rehearsing for a play.
Just give me a break. What did he say? The horse is going to run on Saturday, right? What is it now? It's Saturday right now.
Trotter gazes skyward.
Trotter, what's the matter with you?
I don't know. I feel different.
Oh, yeah. Different than what?
I can't explain this. Play the tape again.
Trotter, remember something? You gave up gambling.
This isn't gambling. This would not be gambling. Gambling involves risk. It involves chance. It involves uncertainty. This is just taking advantage of an extraordinary business opportunity.
They continue working through the night.
Charity loses. I want my $5,000 plus an additional $2,000 for the taxi ride.
Hey, watch my lips. The only way Charity loses this race is if she gets struck by lightning.
Trotter replays the tape in his cab.
Sam, are you telling me you had the boyhood Charity back for 8 straight races?
No, I'm not telling you that. That would be illegal.
Because the goddamn track officials will be all over your ass.
I swear to you, the only way Charity is going to lose this race is if she gets struck by lightning in the starting gate.
Right.
Yes.
The sun rises.
You get the tip of your life. Bet the horse heavy. You'll laugh all the way to the bank.
Sam, you telling me you had the boyhood Charity back for the last 8 races?
At the racetrack, the sky brightens over tall palm trees facing the long, empty grandstand. Music by Giorgio Moroder. Flamingos groom themselves at the edge of a pond. A horse munches hay in a stall.
Lots of people walking around this place.
A trainer walks a horse through the stables.
With a different story on every face. Hearts on fire. Will they make it through?
The flamingos soar over the track.
At the wire. Will they win or lose?
Trotter drives a red convertible.
Well, it doesn't look bad, but the horse will probably swallow its tongue or something.
We're putting everything we've got on Charity's hot little nose.
Hot nose? What, is she sick or something?
Trotter stares at Luna.
Well, besides, I only got $10.
Don't worry, I got $100 stashed away for a day just like this.
Yeah, well, I'm not you.
Lucky me.
Yeah.
There's a perfect time when you're tempting fate. You lay your money down when you cross the line to another place. Comes a time when you got to let it ride.
People take seats in the covered grandstand, checking their racing forms. Outside, more fans arrive at the grand entrance.
There's a perfect time when you're tempting fate. And you lay your money down when you cross the line. Comes a time when you got to let it ride.
People cross a sunny landscaped plaza toward the stadium. Trotter and Looney join them. Looney buys a chip sheet.
What are you buying this?
He had the Daily Double.
Will you stop acting like some hick that just fell off the bus?
18 months ago. So soon.
100 tip sheets at $3 a piece. That's 7 racetracks a day. 7 tracks makes it 700 racing days a year. That's $1,400,000 a year. This is up.
I know it's a lot of money, but what can I say? You really like Chiquita's banana in the first? Who?
Looney returns the sheet.
And the Daily Double. And the Daily Double.
Nearby.
I got a bad leg. Why don't you take this $20 and go bet the 6 horse for me? Bring me back the ticket, Tom.
A man befriending seniors accepts the woman's money and starts away. Trotter nudges him and scowls.
It's a living.
Trotter hands Looney a bill.
This is your half.
For me?
What if I need a time? Oh. Let's go across the street. Come on. Let's get a beer.
Looney beams. They cross the street.
I don't know. I feel different today. Today is not like yesterday.
Well, yesterday was hot. Today is very hot.
Trotter stares at him. They enter a smoky bar.
Hey, how about a beer and 2 aspirins? And 2 Maalox.
Looney snaps his fingers at a man with a fixed stare. Vibes doesn't blink. Trotter sits at a bar and opens the Daily Racing form. Looney joins him.
I think he's dead. Hey, Looney, here it is. Charity, the 4 horse. Might be a late scratch. 40-1 odds in the morning line. Jesus.
Don't bet that down.
I like the Packers. Sue, guys, I'm not kidding. This horse is a real dog. It's been losing all meeting. Listen to this. Not in this lifetime.
Perfect. I might bet a half on the Packers, just for the hell of it. And who knows? I may not lose too bad.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe you'll get a discount for coming close.
I'm calling Lufkin.
Hey, Trotter, I told you about my 32-star system, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I haven't put up a 40-star system in years. First race, blurred image, is it?
Blurred image. This is a name that trips off your tongue.
Give me the number of blurred image.
7.
No way on earth.
Bullshit, no way on earth. You bet an American horse with a foreign jockey out there's bound to
telling
be a communicator.
Guys, 8 is the winner. I'd stake my life.
They got a $2 minimum bet.
Oh, fat.
What is that, milk?
Horse stinks, but I'm betting 150 right on his friggin' nose.
150 what?
A number. The number is the key.
The odds?
The number. It came to me just as you walked in the door.
I thought you were dead.
No, I was getting the number. Looney, I'm telling you, the number is 8. Look, first of all, I clear my mind of everything.
That should take long.
Looney, could be worse. You gotta pay attention. Just relax.
Looney takes a deep breath.
Good. You can't think of nothing. Not even women. I'm telling you, 2 jugs pop up, it'll take you 17 minutes to get rid of them.
Trotter assesses the bar patrons. He watches Vibes coach Looney.
Moving like a son of a bitch, you gotta keep your eyes open. Now, in sports where you need teams, letters appear.
I see a D.
That could be Dallas or Denver.
Trotter hangs his head.
Oh, God.
Trotter, what's the matter?
I just saw my life flash in front of my eyes.
What's it look like?
It was going down a drain.
Hey, Trotter, do you realize you just had a minor vibe when the 5 horse sink to swim?
Trotter stares at Vibes.
Your life is going down the drain, right? Sink, drain. Did you get this connection?
Oh, God.
Trotter slumps into the bathroom and straight into a stall. A young couple enter the bar.
Goddamn 2 horse in the 2nd race is a mortal lock, and I'm gonna wheel him. Boys, meet Evangeline. Evangeline, meet the boys. Looney, Vimes, Marty. Where's Trotter?
Trotter kneels before the toilet.
I don't belong here with these losers.
He looks up.
You know that. I belong over in the jockey club. Talking to guys with all their teeth. Look, I know you're trying to give me a break. Just let me win this one. Just let me win this one last one. And I'll be able to make everything up to Pam, and I'll be out of the hole, and then I'll just be on my way. Okay, I will. I swear. I'm due.
Yeah, so is Jesus.
There's no soap over here.
No shit.
Let it ride.
Hey, Ryan. I hate this place.
Can I see some eye beamers?
Evangeline, a young girl in a prim dress, hands the bartender a card. Marty studies it.
She's 19.
I got a dog 90.
Her necklace is stuck in her braces.
Who's her orthodontist? Ray Charles?
Sydney?
Let me.
Sid gently unhooks the necklace from her teeth.
I got it. There you go.
At the horse ring.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Today's main track is listed as fast, the turf course, third.
Grooms parade the numbered horses. Well-dressed patrons check their racing forms. Nearby, people gather behind a fence facing the track. Trotter hops up and cranes his neck to search the crowd. Looney joins Sid and Evangeline at the fence.
Hi, Evangeline.
Hi. It's my first time at the track.
Trotter, over here.
Excuse me. There you go.
Excuse me.
Trotter.
Sidney.
Hey, look at the 5 horse. Looks like it's asleep.
You take a horse with a large ass in a field like this, and you got a winner.
Who do you like?
He likes the 4 horse.
Thank you for shooting your mouth off. The 4 horse? It's got leprosy.
Well, the coat's a little rough, right?
Why are you talking to people? This is a horse race. This isn't the Olympics.
Well, I like Charity, too. He's got a cute nose.
The 5 horse is a mortal lock.
You can play a tune on the 3 horse's ribs.
They're so pretty.
Charity's conscious.
Trotter elbows Looney as horse number 4 walks by. Looney scans the trainers and guests mingling in the horse ring.
Hey, look, there he is. There's the guy and the other guy that
you
was with him.
Keep your voice down, please.
They watch the 2 men from Looney's cab.
This is in the bag.
As the older man leaves, the other one chats with the jockey.
Last-minute strategy. He's probably telling him to go wide on the first turn.
Trotter squints, reading the man's lips.
Go fast and win. Fast and win.
Trotter and Looney exchange a glance, then both turn to view the odds board as the numbers change.
Oh, he made the bet. Let's go.
You really think Charity can win?
They walk back through the grounds.
Do I really think Charity can win?
Yeah.
Well, I am walking around in yesterday's suit.
Yeah.
And I do recall just recently telling my wife that I was going to stop gambling and that I was going to move back home right after work this morning.
Yeah.
If I listen closely, I can hear my wife telling our attorney, go for his balls. And you're really asking me whether I think Charity can win?
Yeah.
Yes! I think Charity can win!
Well, I think Charity's going to lose by her nose.
Jockeys perch on the horses as they're led to the track. At the minimum $50 bet ticket booth, Trotter joins the lineup behind a man counting a thick wad of bills. A man in a loose shirt with gold chains covering his bare chest stops behind Trotter to eye the money. He glances at the $50 bet sign, then leans to Trotter.
Some relative die? I'm sorry. Hi, cheeseburger.
Hey, Trot. Trot. Who you like in the first, huh? Who you like? Come on, tell me. Come on, cheese. Trot, who you like? Come on, tell me. Who you like?
The number 4 horse.
Come again?
The number 4.
Cheeseburger smirks.
Nobody in his right mind bets the 4 horse.
The ticket seller glares, then cocks his brow.
The 4 horse is a joke, Trotter! They put little kids on the 4 horse to have their pictures taken.
Excuse me, the guy here with Sammy Davis Jr. around his neck is bothering the customers. Can I get some help around here?
Hey, everybody! Trotter's betting around the 4 horse! Hey, watch it change! Hey, Trotter! The 4 horse is a goddamn Clydesdale!
A guard hauls Cheeseburger off.
I'd like 1 win ticket on the number 4 horse. This is the $50 window.
The $5 window is just over there.
Give me a win ticket on the number 4 horse charity, please. Thank you.
Believe me, it was nothing.
Trotter bites the ticket before leaving. The ticket seller scrutinizes Trotter's $50 bill. Trotter returns to the track.
Yoo-hoo! Trotter, yoo-hoo! Is this exciting? The flamingos, the fresh air.
Did you bet?
Yes.
Looney follows him through the crowd toward the fence at the start-finish line.
The horses have now reached the starting gate for this, the first race of the afternoon. A reminder of the late scratching here, Scratch Vagabond song.
Simpson! You know, fresh air and conviviality are very important to one's well-being.
No, very important.
Simpson, can we have 2 spots in the rear and I'll pay you after the 4th race?
Oh, boy.
The huge man, Simpson, shoves aside everyone at the fence to make room.
There you go. $5 a space, 23, 24 spaces a race, 9 races a day is $1,400 a day. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, for being big.
The horses have now reached the starting gate.
Marty's horse looks suicidal.
Hey, who do you like in the first?
Trotter shows 4 fingers.
The 4 horse?
Hey, down in front, you big lug.
Who said that?
As Simpson turns to loom over the crowd, everyone stares straight ahead.
Here come the assistant starters now to take a hold of the runners. They're going in. There's Myrtle's Delight loading into the inside gate, joined by Dream Roadblock going in quietly. Shy Ruler will be the next one. He loads without any problem.
Trot, I got a bad feeling.
No, no, no. In order for you to have a bad feeling, you've got to have had a good feeling, so you have no frame of reference.
Charity hesitated momentarily, but there goes Charity in quietly now. Single swim coming forward. Then it'll be Chiquita Banana and Blurred Image. Guys and Dolls forward. Hey, flag is up. Oh, well.
As the horses round the first turn, people jump up with binoculars.
Still got a long way to go.
One more word, I'll kill you.
The last pair. Onto the back stretch they go, and that's the long shot. Charity opening up to lead 5-3.
Hooves churn the dirt track. The lead horse rounds the far turn. Trotter steps on Looney's feet.
I thought we had a deal!
Trotter looks skyward as the horses pound to the finish line.
Who won? Who won?
Photo.
A sign lights up.
Photo? Who's the photo?
I'm sure glad I decided not to bet.
You didn't bet? I would have had a heart attack.
You know, that's why I only bet $2 on the longest shot there is, so I don't get my heart broke.
Trotter stares at the photo sign.
Why is it on so long?
You know, Blurred Image was Marty's horse. He would be thrilled to pieces if he won.
I don't deserve this anguish.
Trotter sinks to the ground. In the horse ring, the trainer from Looney's cab rubs his forehead while he waits. As Trotter gazes through the fence at the neon photo sign lit up on the finish board, he slumps his shoulders. Looney returns with 2 plastic cups of beer.
Trot, are you all right? Have some nice beer.
I quit drinking.
Looney watches the finish board.
The photo sign went off. They got a winner.
The winner of today's first race,
my God, Trotter! It's official, you won!
Trotter opens his eyes and pulls himself up.
The winning time of today's first race, 1 minute.
Times 28.40. You're rich!
And the result
is that official?
Official?
I can't believe I didn't bet that!
What wonderful people!
I'd hate to have to walk around this joint with $700 cash.
$710! And you'll never have that problem, because the only reason I won is that you didn't bet. You are the unluckiest person in the world!
Am not!
He pulls out the racing form.
Who do you like in a second?
The six horse looks pretty good.
Huh? You got a brother?
In Cleveland.
Call him up, ask him who he likes. I figure it's in the blood. You had it! You were the one who had it! You had it! You knew you're the unluckiest person in the world!
You don't have to get personal!
Frauder scoots away while Looney shakes his head. In his booth, the ticket seller waits with his hands folded. He raises his brows with a faint smirk when Trotter brandishes his ticket.
Congratulations. You got the long shot.
Eyeing Trotter, he starts counting out bills.
20, 40, 60, 81. Down payment on a new fridge.
82.
83. Towards the rent. 84. Flowers for Pam.
5.
Dinner for Pam and me.
6.
Parking tickets.
$710.
Trotter beams.
I'm rich. I got the horse right here. The name is Paul Revere.
Trotter strolled past a shoe cleaner. He enters a large, smoky bathroom.
This guy says the horse can do.
Trotter glances around, then hurries into a stall. He taps his feet, then peers at his shoes.
I pick him Valentine, cause on the morning line, the guy has got...
Trotter removes his shoes and stuffs the bills into them. Emerging from the stall, he cocks his brow, then saunters out with a bounce in his step. Trotter skips over to a sink, where an attendant waits by a tip box. Trotter appraises himself in the mirror, then washes his hands. The attendant hands him a paper towel.
Let me see. What is that, 30, 40 a day? $180, $200 a week? $720 a month?
Not 11 months.
No.
Trotter flashes a bill.
Oh, I got kids in college. This dollar will pay 4 minutes tuition.
Buy yourself a new joke.
Trotter exits.
Walking tall.
Thank you.
In the bar.
The head of the beer contains all the vitamins and minerals. Everything you need to live, it's all right there. A's, B's, C's.
Sid flashes a credit card at the bartender.
There you go.
Marty frowns.
You don't take this one?
Are you serious?
Trotter enters.
You look a little taller.
Anybody want a beer before I go home?
Everyone frowns.
He had a big win, Trotter.
Yeah, he hit the long shot.
I'm buying.
Vibes turns away. Looney scowls as he leans on the bar.
You know, I may not have a bunch of money, but at least I got the peace of mind of knowing I did the right thing, which is not betting on a sure thing.
Trotter shakes his head.
I knew a guy once, comes to the track, hits a $75 daily double. That's the bar of money to get home.
Frowning, Trotter digs into a shoe.
You know, I told you guys which horse I was gonna bet.
He plunks a twisted bill on the bar. Marty stares at it.
Remember the time your rat holed a five up your ass? He was so broke by the last race, he had to drop his pants right in front of the window to get at it.
A winner knows when it's time to quit.
Taking back the bill, Trotter leaves his beer untouched and saunters out. Outside, Trotter pauses in the hazy sunlight, then pulls Looney's cassette tape from his pocket. He taps it thoughtfully. He crosses the parking lot back toward the stadium. In the stables, the two men from Looney's cab emerge from a stall.
What a race. Exactly. God, I can't believe we really won.
You like that photo? Excuse me.
Trotter approaches with the tape.
My name is Trotter. I have a very close friend who drives a cab. It's just a coincidence, but what he likes to do to pass the time is to make tapes.
I knew something would go wrong.
About the tape?
God damn it!
No, actually, what I...
What do you want? We didn't do anything.
I just...
How much you want?
No, I just won $710 on charity, and I just came down here to thank you.
How much?
I was only here for the first race. I'm on my way home.
What do you want?
I'm not a blackmailer.
How much?
Take the tape.
Where's the original?
That's it. There are no copies. I'm not a crook.
Neither am I.
The trainer shrugs.
Hey, I thought we had it won, but you never know.
I agree. Even when you know, you never know.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly. This is the only tape.
Yeah, that's it.
How'd you like that photo?
Tense. Yes.
You didn't make a copy.
Just came down here to say hello. I'm on my way home.
There's a horse in the third race. Got a good chance.
This is the only tape.
Absolutely.
The reason I like this horse a little, my jockey says that the jockey that's riding this Faith Healer has got a grand riding on him.
The last grand this loser saw was the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, I must have borrowed it.
Faith Healer. Seven horse.
I got a couple bucks on it.
Put $10 on him. Who knows?
Who knows?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Look, I have to go home. Take my seat to the jockey club.
Trotter beams.
And take this. You might need it, you know?
The trainer gives Trotter his tie.
You never know.
You never know.
No, you never know! Yeah! Yeah.
Trotter starts away, then turns. He gives them a thumbs up, and they return the gesture.
Yeah.
Trotter enters the concourse cafeteria.
Give me a burger.
One burger. Why do you like this paper?
He looks for the voice.
Not for me.
I hear you're hot, Trotter.
The waitress leans close.
It's because I won one lousy race.
Well, you never know. I've seen dumber guys than you win two in a row. And 25.
No, the funny thing is, if I'd only bet $2, I'd be up $28. I thought a hamburger cost $1.50.
Honest mistake.
She adds more change, then turns to the steaming grill.
Why do you like this Faith Healer?
How do you know that I like Faith Healer?
You might be walking around lucky. I'm not even mad. You know what I mean.
As she approaches again through the steam, Trotter gulps. He bites into a tiny burger.
I just work here.
He spits it out.
You finished with that?
Knock yourself out, pal.
Trotter strolls through the concourse, jauntily snapping his fingers. Cheeseburger scurries up behind him.
Mr. Trotter, you have a minute?
He holds a bill.
Yeah.
Trotter takes it.
What do you like in the third, huh?
Trotter accepts another bill.
Yeah, seven horse. Hooray!
Cheeseburger extends his hand, then struts in sync with Trotter.
I won't forget this. I will not forget this.
At the ticket booth, Trotter empties his shoe on the counter.
Let it ride.
The ticket seller collects the bills.
Welcome home. On what? Win tickets on Faith Healer. Most guys get lucky. They bet $3 in the next race.
Just give me the $50 win tickets on the number 7 horse, please.
The ticket seller sneers. Trotter takes the tickets and leaves with a serious expression. He passes vibes.
Trotter!
Looney runs up.
I got an idea that we can make a lot of money. Listen, we take the tape, we run down to the stables, we confront the trainer with the evidence, with what he made in the first race. You think he's gonna mind slipping us like $5,000? I mean, I don't like blackmail as much as the next guy.
I already got rid of the tape.
Looney freezes. He sinks to the floor.
I just saved you from a lengthy jail sentence.
I'll get you for this!
Horses have now reached the starting gate.
Looney reaches into his pocket as he hurries to the betting booth.
$50 on Junebug to win.
The ticket seller smirks.
It's the same name as my cat.
Where to go? Island's own runaway baby with...
Cheeseburger and Trotter watch an overhead TV.
They go to the top of the lane and Faith Keeler is going best of all.
Come on, Faith Keeler!
Cheeseburger slings one of his gold chains around Trotter's neck.
Never gonna forget this. Never.
Cheeseburger kisses him passionately. Trotter whacks him with a racing form until he runs off. At the ticket booth.
Well, well, well. I shall require your autograph.
While Trotter signs a form, the ticket seller counts out his winnings.
And so will the IRS. You can't win that kind of money without owning up. $2,450.
He holds the money in his two fists.
Shoes?
Trotter sets his shoes on the counter, and the ticket seller stuffs the bills inside. Putting the shoes back on, Trotter ruffles the man's hair, pats his cheeks, then drums the counter as he leaves. Mm-hmm. Trotter, hands in pockets, returns to the grandstand. Trotting up the aisle between the stands, he pulls out the trainer's tie and puts it on. At the top, he enters the jockey club. Elegant guests sit at round tables, smoking and drinking. The maitre d' leads Trotter between the tables, then pulls out a chair beside a pretty young brunette in a low-cut red dress. She perks up and observes Trotter as he sits. The maitre d' waits. Trotter lifts his foot up high and digs out a twisted bill. He offers it to the maitre d'.
Thank you very much, sir.
A man in a pink jacket extends his hand.
My name is Greenberg.
Trotter shakes it.
Vicky.
Trotter.
I'm pleased.
She smiles coyly.
I didn't realize that we were having a beauty contest at the track today.
He thinks you won a beauty contest.
I could have.
Yeah, and if you didn't, I would have bought it.
Bernie is rich.
Nice to meet both of you.
Thank you. Likewise.
Trotter studies the club's racing form.
What do you want in the fifth?
Who do you like in the fifth?
Bernie lost his ass already today.
Whoa. Zip it. Hey, you want to know my philosophy? Mm-hmm. Nobody knows you got money. What the hell's the use of having it? I got a condo. The thing is worth 700% more than I paid for.
Vicky plays footsie.
I don't need a place that big. Huh? Do I need that?
Uh-uh.
But I like space. Space.
You like space.
Guess how many bathrooms it has? I don't know! That's how many it has!
He found six. Six bathrooms.
Oh, I gotta get even. I'm gonna bet a grand this time.
Excuse me.
Vicky stands up, smoothing her skin-tight, very short dress.
She's got very long legs.
That's right. They go from my ass all the way to the floor. My legs.
True.
Greenberg gives Trotter a stern look. Trotter watches Vicky sashaying away, then sheepishly lowers his gaze.
Would you like to drink, sir?
Any wild turkey in season?
Oh, sir.
Kill one for me.
Sir. Thank you.
A sultry blonde at the next table turns to Trotter.
Have you a pen I might borrow?
Will a pencil do?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. May I buy you a drink?
I don't see why not. I'm on the pill.
Trotter mulls this over, then turns and calls out.
Rum!
The horses for the fifth race are now coming onto the track.
I like the number six
horse. Scratch number one.
Lord Byron. Mm.
Studying the form, Trotter purses his lips.
Enjoy gambling.
I'm having a good
good day.
She nods, assessing him.
Lord Byron, Lord Byron. Byron, poet, poetas, poetamus, poetatus. Poetic. Like this room. Normally, I don't like to bet the favorite, but $2,500 times two is $5,000. Do you come here often?
Every day.
Really? You gamble every day?
Of course.
Do you... Has gambling affected your home life?
She glances at the man beside her using an oxygen mask.
Ruined it.
The blonde, Mrs. Davis, wears several diamond rings.
Has gambling affected your reputation?
Honey, some people like to rub me for luck.
Trotter turns aside again.
Hurry up with that rum!
You feel lucky?
I'm hot.
I can tell.
Lord Byron.
I like Lord Byron.
I love Lord Byron.
They gaze intensely at each other.
I think I'll go bet it.
Narrowing his eyes, Trotter gets up. Sorry. He collides with Vicky.
No!
Sorry.
I'm terribly
so
sorry.
Sorry.
I didn't mean that. I'm sorry.
Excuse me, sorry.
Sorry, really. Whoops. No, no. Whoops. Can I get you anything?
No, thank you.
Flowers?
No, thank you.
Quaaludes?
Trotter continues out.
One more collision like that, you're getting fitted for glasses.
In the concourse, two guards collar a man.
Hey, what'd I do?
Releasing him, they scan the crowd.
There he is!
Trotter is cuffed.
You won't be picking any more pop.
What the hell is going on
here? Let
me
see your ID.
But you just
you have the right to remain silent. You have the right to...
I want the right to bet Lord Byron. I want the right to bet Lord Byron.
Let's go, Morgan.
Morgan? Morgan? I'm not Morgan. Yeah. Vibes! Vibes! Vibes, tell him who I am. Vibes, tell the police officers who I am, Vibes.
Officer, I have never seen this man before in my life.
I'll kill you! I can't believe you did this to me!
We got Morgan here!
I'm not Morgan!
He's dragged into security.
I look like a Morgan
Jeez. Sit down and shut up. We got Morgan here!
I am not Morgan! God damn it!
Swearing in public's illegal.
So is false arrest, pal.
Home address?
You're not gonna call my wife, are you?
The horses have now reached the starting gate.
This is costing me $5,000.
Quiet.
Trotter leaps up and runs for the exit, crashing through the wooden door.
Hey!
Hands still cuffed behind his back, he races through the concourse.
You can't shoot a pickpocket!
The guards pursue him.
Out of the way! It must be a commercial.
Trotter runs past the cafeteria.
Why are you handcuffed?
Out of the way!
He hurtles down the hall toward the ticket booth. Looney flings himself in his path. Hopping over him, Trotter lands on his belly and slides headfirst to the booth. He kicks off his shoes. Looney gets up snarling.
Vague lady, a little restless inside the gate. The flag is up.
Trotter grabs a shoe in his teeth.
Away they go.
The booth closes.
He did it! What did I do?
Everything!
The guards push Looney aside as they approach Trotter, who drops the shoe from his mouth.
How do you explain the $2,400 you got hidden in your shoes?
I'm having a very good day.
He's gagged.
We're checking on a Mr. J. Trotter.
I'm gonna kill you!
32 and a half Flamingo Lane.
He sits hogtied on a chair.
He said he used to work for you.
Shocking incident of bumping, and Lord Byron has lost the rider and going through on the inside. Splendid reason.
You do
gonna get up late to win it. Splendid reason wins it.
Together.
Later, he watches the replay in the club.
Oh, there's a shocking incident of bumping, and Lord Byron has lost the rider and going through.
Oh, that is a shocking incident of bumping.
Get up late to win it. Splendid reason wins it.
I didn't lose. Weirder and weirder.
He rejoins Greenberg and Vicky.
I had the winner.
I didn't lose. I should have lost, but I didn't lose.
There's a fine line between winning and losing.
Yes, the finish line.
You know, when you have money, you don't have to worry about losing. I sell envelopes, see? And if I lose 10 grand at the track, I add a half a cent to the prices of my oversized birthday envelopes. I'll take 6 dozen.
Both women play footsie with Trotter.
Dr. Trotter. Dr. J. Trotter, please pick up the nearest courtesy phone.
Setting down his drink, Trotter dabs his mustache.
I'll be right back. Excuse me.
Come back, doctor.
Some doctor?
A waiter directs Trotter to the phone.
Trainer Mel Stuti, would you please contact the jockey's room?
This is Dr. Trotter.
You just follow me, please, sir.
A skinny man in green shoes enters and glares at Trotter. Trotter snarls. The skinny man, Johnny Casino, follows Lufkin, a fat man in a white suit.
Miss Takey.
They sit at the next table.
Is that caviar fresh?
Yes, sir. Right.
That little champagne will be fine. Excellent.
Hi, honey. I knew it was you. What's going on?
Trotter, sweetheart, honey, darling, help me out a bit here, would you? What day is it?
It's Saturday, babe. Why?
Saturday. Good. I see. Please, because I don't want to assume something that I shouldn't, you know. What time is it exactly?
It's 1:45, doll.
It's 1:45. Doll. And where are you right now?
Pam, I'm in the jockey club. You called me, remember?
Yes, of course. So if what you're saying is true, you are in the jockey club at the racetrack at 1:45 Saturday afternoon when you were supposed to be home at 12:30, starting our marriage over.
Lowlife,
son of a bitch, what have I...
Pam smacks the phone on the bed.
You lousy bum, I hate your guts as usual.
Oh, Pam, listen to me.
How could you do this to me? Do you excuse me, what the hell am I talking about? How could you not do this? How could you not do this? How could I expect you to do anything but this?
Pam.
You know something? You are hopeless,
Jay, and I am just as hopeless as you are to even conceive that you would have a smidgen of consideration for my feelings.
A waiter leans in.
Excuse me. This is a private conversation. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
The waiter leaves.
You are making me hate you.
Pam, I am not gambling. I am not gambling. I am winning.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
No, really, I wouldn't kid you. I'm up $2,500. I'm having a very good day.
Are you having a very good day? Well, good day this, baby. I'm calling my attorney, and you know what I'm going to tell him? I'm going to tell him to go for your balls.
Pam, listen.
You know, Trotter, I think this is it. I really do. I'm finished. We are history.
Pam, listen to me. Don't panic.
You want me to get all gussied up? What do you think?
I want you to come on down here. I want you to see for yourself. You are not going to believe what is going on here.
If I come down there, Trotter, you are going to be the one that is not going to believe what's going on.
I want you to be down here in half an hour. I'll see you later. Goodbye. I love you.
Trotter. Bastard.
She sulks in her sexy lingerie.
Maybe one more time. After that, no more.
Back at the table.
Thought we'd find you at that dump across the street. That dump Marty's where all the pigs wallow.
I like your shoes. Where did you buy them? A carpet sale?
Let me throw this bum out the window. I hope someday you're 2 seconds late.
Where's your friend? Looney?
He's not my friend.
Well, he's late, you see. He's late with some money.
I wouldn't know.
Johnny takes a check from Greenberg.
Sickeningly late.
Bernie, I swear to God, I hate this. It makes my stomach turn. Next week is me giving you this back. Huh?
As Lufkin pockets Greenberg's check, the man with the oxygen mask hands him a check, too.
The races make me nervous. You can't beat an animal. Your friend Looney's in trouble. He bet the Packers today.
So
he bet him pretty hard.
He lost 75-10. Your pal Looney went in for a nickel.
I thought he only bet $50.
Your friend Looney's down 800 and some change.
Which is a lot for a bum.
When you see your buddy, please, please pass along this message. Pay up.
P.S. Or else.
Well, I don't really think that I'll be seeing Mr. Looney anytime soon. Excuse me.
Trotter leaves. Soon after, he enters the bar.
Let's have another beer.
Anybody seen Looney?
I may go to the bank.
I may go to the bank and draw some savings and come back here and get back what we lost. I am pretty mad, Sid.
You seen Looney?
Everybody's looking for Looney.
Looney said you were a real jerk.
Where is he?
Lufkin was in here looking for him, too. He left the number.
Looney said you turned on your friends.
Where is he?
He went to give blood.
Why don't we give blood, Sid? It would save us a trip to the bank. I am pretty cheesed off about that jockey falling off that damn horse, Sid.
At the blood bank,
Looney!
Trotter walks past drawn curtains.
Looney!
What?
Looney's hooked to a blood bag, smoking and reading a racing form.
Looney, what are you doing?
I'm being embalmed if it's any business of yours, which it isn't.
Lufkin is looking for you.
So?
So, he says you're over the limit.
Dead men can't pay up.
Don't go back to the track.
You know, I can't believe you screwed me.
I didn't screw you. I made the bet that we were both going to bet.
Yeah, well, I lost $50 on the one named same as my cat. In the seventh, there's one named same as my apartment. I'm going back. I love it at the track. Great place to spend the afternoon with your best friend. Until he sneaks off and screws you.
I did not.
You out.
Trotter leaves.
Give my regards to those new pals of yours at that whorehouse where you're sitting.
The nurse walks Trotter out.
Look,
He holds out a bill.
Tell the guy back there that his blood is rare or something. Tell him he gets $20 rather than a regular 10.
His blood is rare. He gets $75.
75?
When she nods, Trotter snatches the bill back and leaves.
75 twice a week is $150. That's a lot of money.
A round of banana daiquiris.
Oh, there's a banana king in the next race.
Really?
Pam marches up.
Mm-hmm. Where's the money?
She notices Vicky.
We're married.
Oh, well, we're not.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you give me the money for safekeeping?
It's in my shoes.
Give me the money.
Yeah.
She wrenches his arm backward.
There are purse snatchers all over this joint.
Purse snatchers? Put this on your list, mister. I won't gamble anymore. What the hell happened to that? Yeah. Why don't you at least give me some of the money, and you can keep $10 if you have to bet. I mean, really, I don't see why you people can't just watch the horses run around the track and not bet on them.
She's new.
So damn funny.
Because there is no racing without betting.
That's poetic.
Oh, please!
Airhead.
Excuse me?
Look, I just don't want you to lose all of our money, okay?
Pam, darling, sweetheart, I'm begging you. Be quiet.
If you don't give me that money right now, I'm going to cause a scene. Remember your mother's house? The plate glass window?
Okay!
Okay, what?
Okay, I'm going to the men's room.
Why are you going to the men's room?
I can take my shoes off.
I don't trust you as far as I can throw you!
You want to take my shoes off of here, do you? You don't want me to make a scene in the jockey club!
Trotter sheepishly scans the room, then meets the maitre d's gaze, and quickly exits. Pam glances around at the watching guests. She fluffs her hair and returns to the table.
Terribly sorry.
At the ticket booth.
Here comes the champ. I mean it. You are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it. So what do you want?
I don't know.
It's a house rule. You have to give me a number.
I'll be right back.
I believe you will.
Outside.
Excuse me, I'm taking a survey. Who do you like?
I like the two horse. It's got front wraps. I always bet a horse with front wraps.
Trotter crosses it out.
Excuse me, I'm taking a survey.
I'm telling you, go for your lungs. The big money on the four horse. If you only close, I mean real money.
Who do you like?
I like the six. That's the horse. That's it.
Uh-huh. Why?
I always bet on five.
Who do you like?
Up yours. The number one horse.
Thank you.
I like the four, number four, four.
These other nags are gonna die. They're so tired, they get to the eighth pole, they look like they're standing still at a bus stop. They go by.
I'm taking a survey, Jack. You take your own survey.
I like the six.
I like the four horse. Uh-huh.
The one horse.
Uh-huh. I like the six horse.
Uh-huh.
Crossing out all their choices leaves just number three. The ticket seller nods as he runs up.
Three.
What do you mean, three?
Three to win. Let it ride.
Are you sure you know what you're doing? I mean, off sound mind and all that.
I'm not asking for a will. I'm asking for 48 $50 win tickets on the three horse in the seventh race.
So you won 48 $50 win tickets on the three horse in the seventh race.
That's right.
So I have to give you 48 $50 win tickets
on the three horse in the seventh race.
Now.
Trotter leans in close.
How much does 48 $50 win tickets on the three horse in the seventh race?
$48 $50 win tickets on the three horse in the seventh race at 25-1 will pay you.
The ticket seller raises his eyes and moves his lips as he calculates in his head.
Approximately $69,000.
This is a lot of money.
The ticket seller nods.
Are you sure you don't want to hold back a little just in case?
In case what?
In case you get hungry or thirsty before the end of the race.
Trotter pulls out some coins. As the tickets pump out, Trotter grins. The ticket seller smiles back, cocking his brow. The people in the hall gather closer to stare. The ticket seller offers Trotter a cigarette.
Thanks.
He takes one himself. The ticket seller lights both their cigarettes. They lean on the counter, solemnly facing each other.
It's quiet.
Everyone watches them.
I know this for a living. Been doing it for 15 years. Play the circuit.
Mm-hmm.
One track closes, another one opens. Some big places, some dumps. And I've met all kinds of characters. Now believe me, pal, you are the champ. I really hope you win. You're the greatest I've ever seen. I'll tell my grandchildren about you.
Thanks.
As they stub out their cigarettes, Trotter takes the wad of tickets. The ticket seller buzzes security.
Will you escort this gentleman to his seat and stay with him if necessary till the end of the race?
Yes, sir.
Trotter turns to face the guard's chest, then looks up.
Coming through.
The crowd makes way for them. An old woman hugs Trotter. In the jockey club, Pam has a drink umbrella in her hair. As Trotter joins her at the table, she notices the guard waiting at the door.
You've been arrested? Where's the money?
He plunks the tickets before her.
No! Please! No!
I had to.
You lying son of a bitch!
Lay off him.
Would you just mind your own business, my dear?
He's pert, if you like pert. Although hardly nobody likes the three.
Who the hell is she talking about?
Come on, want another round?
You're sick. Somebody should put you in a hospital. You know that?
I just got it. I just got something real important. After all these years, it's not my gambling that you despised. It's been my losing.
Trotter, I'm going to end this marriage now, because if I don't, I'm going to have a nervous breakdown. I might be having a nervous breakdown right now. I'm going home.
Good.
Putting on her sunglasses, Pam starts out.
Would you like me to call you when I win?
Yes! Call this!
Pam gives Trotter the finger, then stomps out.
We're having some problems.
Poor Trotter. Poor Trotter.
You're looking at 69 grand, or you're looking at nothing.
Greenberg wanders away. As Vicky helps Trotter stack his tickets, Mrs. Davis leans in on the other side.
I have a house in the Bahamas, and I love a man with guts.
He's mine.
The horses are approaching the starting gate.
A waiter brings Trotter a note, pointing discreetly at another table. Trotter reads it, then glances hesitantly to the other table. He shivers.
The horses have now reached the starting gate.
A matronly woman smiles and winks at him. Even as she wheezes.
The horses are all in line.
Trotter turns quickly to the overhead TV, then tries to be nonchalant.
They flag us up. And away they go.
Trotter jumps up, fiddling with his jacket.
Comes Rocket and Moonbeam's idle grin behind them. The Nanny King second last.
Trotter breathes quickly and gulps.
Come on, four!
Trotter grabs someone's binoculars off the table and watches the track. Vicky whirls around to join him.
Come on, baby! You son of a bitch!
The Nana Kings on the outside. They come for home. They fight them across the track.
The grandstand is on its feet.
Moonbeams is in front.
Three is a half length ahead. As Vicky jumps on him, they knock over a table and Mrs. Davis. Greenberg stomps over. He grabs Vicky.
Out of here. Jesus Christ. Did I win? Son of a bitch! I won!
Everyone stares.
I won, son of a bitch! Son of a big fucking flying! Son of a big fucking flying whore! God likes me! He really, really likes me! Wow, what a day! What a day! What a fabulous day! Woo! I'm having a fabulous day!
They ought to put a guard on the back door so that's not gonna get in here.
Trotter gazes around.
Fix your goddamn skirt, for Christ's sakes.
Okay, Bernie.
Vicky sits, and Mrs. Davis walks away.
Hold this liquor.
You might have mentioned...
What?
The three horse. You might have mentioned you liked them, for Christ's sakes. What do you think, I'm so rich I couldn't use some extra money?
You want to know how I got the three horse? You want to know how I got the three horse? I went out in the thing, and I
oh, screw it. I hate people who sneak around and bet. I knew a kid in school that covered up his answers like a real sissy.
Who cares? Who cares?
Waiter, more champagne.
The maitre d' interrupts.
We're very busy now, sir.
Greenberg smirks. Trotter observes the club patrons. They all stare and smile smugly at him.
That's for all you stuffy rat bastards.
Trotter stretches his neck and returns to the table. He stacks his tickets.
I'm going to collect $69,000.
The guard opens the door for him and follows him out.
I'm hiring you for the rest of the afternoon, $100 an hour.
Don't worry about a thing.
Anybody makes a funny move, shoot him on sight.
Looney wears a ski mask. The guard aims. Everyone hides.
No, don't you okay? I know this guy.
Johnny shows up.
Pay up, you deadbeat.
No. Really, don't shoot anybody yet. I haven't collected my money.
You know, I don't like you one fuck.
I hear another utterance of profanity. I'll blast your head off.
Oh, really?
That's correct. I lost the money from the blood bank.
I'm not surprised.
Not on a horse. I got my pocket picked in the men's room.
What is this, the social hour? You owe me, you greasy little bastard deadbeat. I'm going to get it, goddammit.
How much exactly does Mr. Looney owe you?
$850.
Trotter glares at Looney.
I was at Marty's. I was on the phone. I was going to bet $50. The next thing I know, I'm saying, give me $500 on the Packers. It was like somebody else saying it, like a strange force. Let him kill me. I deserve to die.
Trotter approaches Johnny.
I'll pay for Looney when I settle here. Okay?
You don't have to do that. I can get my own money. I'll kill somebody.
Watch it!
They eye the guard nervously.
When was the last time I had a winning week? Look it up.
Johnny flips through his ledger book.
December 3rd, 3 years ago, $22.
Ooh. I'm a loser. Let him kill me. I deserve to die.
When I collect here, I settle Looney's sheet.
I am committed to you for the rest of my life. You are the greatest man that ever lived. I mean that.
That sounds fine to me.
When Looney hugs Trotter, Johnny rolls his eyes.
$69,000.
In the ticket room.
Oh, I want 5 bottles of champagne sent to Fleet Dream's stall, and I want 2 dozen roses sent to the owner. And a case of light beer sent to the jockey. I'm not kidding. All right, government's gonna take half. That's 34. Five.
Trotter tallies on a sheet.
8 on the Buick and 4.5 for the furniture. And Pam wants a goddamn water cruise. That's 4.
30.
The ticket seller 8. Stacks the bills.
12 years rent. 200 for the champagne. 100 for the roses.
40.
For the beer. 100 for the broken glass. The jockey club. 8.5 for Looney's tab. Here's me with 0. 0. 0.
Congratulations.
I'm broke.
Trotter exits. The guard follows, carrying a money box.
Looney.
Trotter, you know, I've been thinking that you there's all kinds of love in this world, right?
I got some really bad
the kind
news,
of love
man.
I got for you is man to man.
I can afford to do this.
Friend, because
you know
you're
because
a prince. You're my king.
Looney holds out his hand. Johnny takes the money.
You'll be back. Not me, pal. I've seen the light.
Slapping Trotter's arm, Looney follows Johnny away.
Excuse me. I hate to interrupt, but somebody owes me some change.
Entering the bar.
Nobody make a false move.
The guard follows Trotter to the far end.
He looks different.
Trotter continues to a payphone. The guard takes a position facing the room.
I have peripheral vision. It's a gift. I can see my ears. There is now a guy throwing up on the pool table to my left. 2 guys are asleep on the table on the right. 1 of the bulbs is burnt out overhead. There's a fly on a money box.
What is this crap? Yeah, he always comes to the poker finish.
Hello?
Hi, honey.
Don't honey me. Besides, I'm drunk.
Pam, you know that race? The one you left before?
I've decided to become an alcoholic. You know, it's really the healthiest thing I've ever done for myself in my life.
I won. We're pretty rich.
I'm going to drink every day, all day, morning, noon, and night. Bottles of gin, beer, 6-packs. I'm going to hide the bottles around the house. I'm never going to cook or clean or take baths. You can sell the bed if you want to. Make bets with it, okay? Because I'll be passing out on the floor from now on. Because
Pam,
I don't care about the refrigerator. Sell the refrigerator, too.
Pam, all of the money is in a little green box, sweetheart. I haven't spent any of it.
She sips a martini.
Pam?
I am drinking gin and flicking ashes on the floor. Jay, I couldn't leave you. So I decided this is the only way.
Pammy, honey.
So go and make your little bed and give me a call when you feel like it. I'll be here.
Pam.
Passed out in a pool of vomit.
Pam, I think we have to talk.
You can move back, Jay. I missed you all the time.
Oh, Pam. I really love you.
Well, that's very sweet.
She fumbles the phone.
Pamela?
I'm sorry I dropped the phone. Could you pick up someone on the way home? I love you.
Do you mean that?
Of course I do. Mean what?
Honey?
Yeah.
Yep.
Hanging up, Trotter turns slowly back to the bar. Everyone's watching him. The guard steps up.
What do you want to do with the box of assets?
Trotter considers, studying the bar patrons. They lean forward in anticipation. Trotter chuckles to himself. In a hazy living room, Pam sleeps on the couch.
Honey, I'm home. Pam? Pammy?
Trotter enters with a champagne bottle and the money box.
I didn't bet, honey. Pam, we're rich. Lovely.
He sits before her.
What's a nice little gift here?
From a narrow box, he lifts out a diamond pendant and dangles it over her sleeping face.
Huh? Huh? Honey? Honey? Sweetie, honey?
He sets the necklace aside.
Okay.
He pulls over the money box.
$69,000.
He yanks it open.
Nine piles of tiles? What does it mean?
Pam turns away and dozes off again. Trotter scans the empty bottles and half-smoked cigarettes on the table. Setting aside the money box, he folds his hands, then spots a deck of cards. He glances at Pam, then up at the ceiling.
Five of clubs.
He lifts half the deck and turns it to face him. It's the five of clubs. In the bar.
This horse could only be ridden by a Chinese jockey.
And the first race was like a...
The race horse was fourth generation.
It's him! It's him! He's here!
Trotter arrives. Two bikers hoist him up and carry him to the bar. Hugs him.
You know, all these bums here, they all said you were nothing but a quitter, but I defended you. Yes. A toast to Trotter!
You're all great friends.
Yeah, no.
And who needs money when you got friends?
That's right.
And don't worry, because we'll all be here to pick you up when it's over. Yeah.
I got an idea.
You got a horse picked out.
I'm hot, right?
I am truly.
And there is nothing more important than friendship.
Now, here's what we're gonna do.
Yeah.
We're gonna take everything we've got.
Everything I've got. And everything you've got. Every last cent.
Yeah!
We're gonna put it all together into one big pot. And we're gonna bet it together!
Yes!
Evangeline and Sid turn away. The others slowly retreat, heads down. Cheeseburger ignores him. Looney drinks his beer.
Looney, I'm hot.
I'm hot! Listen to me!
This is the chance that you have all been waiting for.
Johnny and Vibes frown.
The next race, I'm putting up 27 stars. Yeah. I mean, it's good, but I wouldn't bet my grandmother.
I wouldn't bet my grandmother either.
You don't understand.
Oh, wow. Chocolate.
Sashay around.
What's the name of that six horse?
Zingston.
Let me see the name of the jockey.
Trotter purses his lips, considering, then nods to himself and slowly starts out. With a final glance around, he nods to the guard and leaves. Up in the jockey club, Vicky gazes forlornly out the window. With binoculars, she scans the people mingling on the grounds below. She spots Trotter walking through the crowd, followed by the guard. Trotter scowls. The guard slumps behind him, clasping the money box, one hand on his holster.
Yes. Stay.
The guard freezes in his tracks, still slumped, while Trotter continues through the grounds. Sashaying between the spectators, Vicky hurries to catch up. Trotter reaches the paddock. Vicky strides along the stables, swinging a tiny purse. She jumps when a horse kicks inside a stall. then straightens her skimpy red dress. As Trotter stands on a grassy slope, she sneaks up behind him.
Guess who?
A football salesman.
No, it's me. Vicky.
Hi, Vicky.
Hi, Trotter.
What are you doing here?
Nothing. What are you gonna do, Trotter?
I don't know.
She plays with his jacket.
Where's your friend?
Who? Bernie?
You know you can do better than that.
Well, a girl's gotta decide what's important, money or love. No one's giving anything away. And Bernie has a lot of money, which can come in handy sometimes.
You know you're a wonderful girl.
Thank you, Trotter. I'm getting a little nervous now. I was just thinking maybe I would come down and ask you to go to bed with me because I think you're kind of funny, that's all.
As she tugs his tie, he glances aside.
Am I having a good day or what? Vicky.
What?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
From the bottom of my heart, thank you.
You're welcome.
But I'm in love with my wife.
Oh. Well, I just thought I'd ask, that's all. What is it they say? Nothing ventured, nothing ventured.
The horses are paraded for the next race. In the stables, Trotter and Vicky sit on a bench. Looney approaches.
Hiya, Trotter.
Hi.
What are you gonna do?
I know what he's not gonna do.
What are you gonna do?
I don't know.
Well, are you gonna bet on this race?
I don't know.
Looney peers into the stall behind them.
Whatever you do, don't bet on that horse.
Why not?
There's something wrong with its eyes. It's blind or something. How can I put a horse like that in a race?
Trotter jumps up and gazes into the stall. Sunlight streaks through the wall as the horse turns. It gazes at Trotter and comes closer. Then winks. Trotter checks the name on the door. Hot to Trot. He studies the horse again.
Let me get this straight. Whatever I do, don't bet this horse.
Looney snorts and shakes his head. Trotter marches away.
Looney, Vicky. Vicky, Looney.
Nice to meet you.
At the betting booth, the ticket seller quickly grabs a bottle of pills and swallows a handful.
I may faint. Don't worry. We got full medical coverage. I'll be okay.
Trotter plunks down the money box.
Let it ride.
Is it all in there?
Yeah. I spent some on the little woman, but basically, yeah, it's all there.
There are all kinds of balls.
One of his is crystal.
The ticket seller grins at the guard, then hesitates.
I can't give you $50 win tickets. That's over 1,300 win tickets. It'll jam the whole machine. We'll be here till Christmas.
He thinks, then leans forward.
The counting room.
In a back room, an employee loads money bundles into a businessman's briefcase. In the next cubicle, an old man sobs. In another cubicle, the guard stands watch behind Trotter and the ticket seller.
Right. Now, I will now issue you with a receipt to the value of your wager, which is $68,000, on the number two horse, which is called Hot to Trot. Now, should you lose this receipt...
He's not going to lose his receipt.
Right. Now, your bet will immediately be routed through the computer that adjusts the odds on the tote board. Hot to Trot sitting at 40 to 1, but... Oh, a wager this size is going to knock it down. Maybe 8 to 1. Well, I must say, you're very calm. Most guys come in here, they're ready to gnaw the legs off the tables.
Well, that's because I'm going to win.
You're a wonderful guy.
He hugs Trotter tight.
What a guy.
At the fence, Looney and Sid watch the numbers change on the odds board.
Probably some coke dealer went nuts again.
Heavy better, make room. Heavy better, heavy better. Yay!
Simpson grabs Cheeseburger by his gold chains until he pays up.
Who do you like, Vangeline?
I am going to bet all 200 of my dollars on the four-horse Stargazer to show.
Of course, I could lose.
Stay calm.
What if I lost?
It's too late.
All right, okay, come on, Trotter, it doesn't matter. Okay. All right. I had a lobster, a few drinks, bought my wife a diamond necklace. I'm okay. I'm okay. I settled Looney's tab, made a few friends, like you and Vicky, ticket seller. Can't put a price tag on a day like that. Can you, Reardon? Huh?
That's money for a ride home and dinner out somewhere if I lose. But if I win, Reardon, oh, if I win!
Everyone cheers Trotter as he and the guard approach the fence.
That's what I was getting worried about you.
I bet 20 on the favorite.
Oh, what an asshole.
Trotter pulls Looney and Vicky in close.
I put every penny on the number two horse hot to trot.
You know what the odds were? 8-1. I knew it. He pissed it all away!
Looney hands him his beer. Vicky clasps his arm, beaming. Trotter holds up his hand for silence.
May the best horse win.
The two horse!
As everyone jumps up, the beer splashes Looney's face.
I think the two horse was ripping coming out of the gate!
Shut up or I'll kill you, you pessimistic jinx!
I can't see, I'm going blind! Run, you son of a bitch!
Oh, come on, Hundreds, run! Come on!
I swear to God, I'll stop!
I always pray to God that I'll quit smoking.
I don't think so.
Listen, I bet you swore to God something secretly.
You ignorant bastard. Who do you think you are, Jimmy Swaggart? This is a horse race, I'm crying out loud.
It just doesn't work that way.
You know, if my horse loses, I'm going to wring your chicken neck.
I can't see the two horse.
What do you see?
Oh, your horse is on the outside.
Stay on the track!
The horse can't hear you!
Trotter bites a chunk from the beer cup.
Come on, move it! Move it!
Just keep that horse out of the money. I swear I'll give up my smut collection.
Hey, there's two horses pulling away, and one of them's yours.
More ground to cover!
Vicky looks skyward.
I'll leave Bernie. Pure love from now on. I'll go for some poor guy with nothing.
She gazes at Looney. He smiles back. Evangeline looks skyward.
Let him have it. I don't care about the lousy 200.
Marry me?
She gazes at Sid, and they both smile. Beside them, Lufkin lights a cigarette, then drops it. It ignites Johnny's green shoes. Johnny crinkles his nose, then glances down. His feet in flames, he hops up and down.
Whoa, rep, pack it up, pack up!
In the ticket room.
Come on! Oh, please!
You can't shine a flashlight between us!
Vibes looks up.
I'm getting something.
Lord, give that punk a break.
It's the two! It's the two! Come on, two!
The two horse races around the far turn.
Two! No!
Two! You can do it! Two!
Yes!
Come on!
It's a half length behind number four, then neck and neck. Trotter makes eye contact with the horse.
I got it.
The four horse pulls ahead. Number two's jockey whips madly. Hooves pound the dirt. Trotter smiles. Number two pulls close to number four again. Then nose to nose.
Stargazer just in front, but Hunter Trot's coming at him on the outside. Hunter Trot or Stargazer. And then he'll wire it. My God!
Where'd my God come from?
It's a photo finish.
I knew it. I knew it.
What the hell did he know?
We knew it.
Trotter half smiles to himself, perfectly calm. The two jockeys cool down their horses side by side. Trotter reflects.
I knew it.
Holding an ice bag to her brow.
Sorry, excuse me.
Ham nudges Sid aside. She hesitates, then kisses Trotter on the cheek. He turns, surprised.
Thank you, sweetheart. That was really very sweet, honey.
She wears the necklace.
And this.
Ah.
He kisses her, then averts his gaze.
I bet it all, honey. I let it all ride.
It's only money.
Marty's alone in the bar.
Let the guy have her, will you? He's a sweet little fella. Winner of the 10th race, number 2.
Why are they cheering?
I'm having a very good day.
Trotter and Pam kiss as the crowd around them goes wild.
I got the horse right here, the name is Paul Revere, and here's a guy that says if the weather's clear, can do, this guy says the horse can do.
Cast, Trotter, Richard Dreyfuss, Looney, David Johansen, Pam, Terry Garr, Vicky, Jennifer Tilly, Greenberg, Alan Garfield, Marty, Ed Walsh, Johnny Cassino, Richard Edson, Lufkin, David Schramm, Reardon, John Roselius, Vibes, Joseph Walsh, Sid, Ralph Seymour, Evangeline, Cynthia Nixon, Tony Cheeseburger, Richard Dimitri, Mickey Jacks, Robert Towers, Mrs. Davis, Michelle Phillips, Ticket Seller, Robbie Coltrane, Simpson, Tony Longo, Quinella, Mary Woronov, Racetrack Announcer, Trevor R. Denman, Louis Kidder, Tony Frietta, Solly Friedman, Sid Raymond, Sheila, Darcy Osecki, Mater D, Joe Petrullo, Trainer, S.A. Griffin, Businessman, Lee Sandman, Hugh Sipes, Robert Barron, Rudy, Martin Garner, Executive Producer, Richard Stenta, based on the book Good Vibes by Jay Cronley. Screenplay by Ernest Morton. Produced by David Giler. Directed by Joe Pitka. When it comes to taking a chance, it's never too late. Hearts on fire, you gotta make it through. And out the wire, you win or lose. There's a perfect time when you're tempting fate. Time when you got to let it ride. Oh, yeah. You can take me to the cleaners where I lay my money down. You can take me to the races again. These are hard times for a betting man, but this is a sure thing. You better listen when the voice inside your head begins to call, 'cause money talks. Money talks. As it all goes spinning around, keep your feet up on the ground. Money talks. Copyright 1989, Paramount Pictures Corporation.
Money talks.
Music arranged and performed by Brian Banks and Anthony Marinelli.
Well, there's a fine line between reality and a vision in a dream. Who knows which one is the truth? It's a hard life for the other half who can't see what it means. You better listen when the man inside your heart begins to call, 'cause money talks. Money talks. As it all comes crashing down, you keep your feet up on the ground and money talks.
The producers wish to thank the city of Miami. Track scenes filmed at Halea Park, Halea, Florida, Halea, the home of the flamingo. Paramount, a Gulf and Western company.